Let's move now to the substantive distinction, at least in description, between Poel on the one hand and a Kabbalah on the other. All right, so the Amnonizer is kind of merging them, but certainly the straightforward reading of our sugya turns on there being a fundamental distinction between them.
Well,
so,
matter.
Well,
and then even if there are fundamentals, it doesn't matter. That is, they could agree that they're different.
Yes, just there are some features that are shared under specific context.
Okay.
I agree.
Stand.
Well, I think he does to a certain degree. He's saying that the chiluk in our sugya pertains to certain contingent features of kablanos, not the formal description of the categories. So it's not the formal distinction between a kablan and a poel that determines why one is yedol yona. It's rather contingent features that usually apply.
I mean, I think that's also the question of which features are the ones that matter for this.
Okay, that's right. But I think the Avni Nezer is the first one to say that it's really contingent features, not more formal features that distinguish the nature of a poel from a kablan.
Yeah, I think Avni Nezer can respond to how you define which are contingent, which are formal, is itself distinctions. And that you can
Okay, so let's see the sources. So we have the Magen Mishnah. I think the Magen Mishnah has a nice formulation. Anybody want to read the Magen Mishnah for us?
What's this Magen Mishnah?
Schirus test Dalid. That's other. Yeah. 27. Oh, we lost Cole. Okay. Yeah. So go for it. Let's. Yeah, so what's the distinction between a poel and a kablan?
It's basically one's for time, like a known time, and one is for a known halacha.
Yeah, one is hired for a certain duration, right? And one is hired for a task. That's quite straightforward, right? I mean, and that's obviously what brings Rishonim to say that one's more Eved-like, and Eved is somebody you have control over for a certain amount of time. And a kablan is somebody who has a task to be done. He's freer. You drop your suit off at a tailor. The tailor can decide when, where, and how he's going to do it. Keshuchan Aruch the Ramah quotes a discussion about melamdim. Is a melamed a kind of a poel, or is a melamed a kablan? And what does he say? So just look at the underline in Shin Lamed Gimel Hey, citing the Hagolas Maimonios. Don, you want to read it for us? Sachar Atzmal Zman.
Sachar Atzmal Zman. Yishlo din poel, avim sahar atzmo lomo sefer ochanti sefer yishlo din kablan.
Yeah, so you have a teacher. What's going to determine whether he's a poel or a kablan?
Time versus the material.
Yeah, if I hire you to teach my kids Bereshis, you're a
kablan.
Kablan. If I hire you for the month to learn with my kids,
you're a poel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you see that it really just depends. Is it for the task or for the duration of time? Who's the Ramah citing here in Shin Lamed Gimel Hey? Ben? Oh, that's what we just read is the Ramah. Bar Ilan doesn't do a good job distinguishing between. That goes Maimonides.
Who says that? Who wrote that?
I assumed it's the Ramah.
Ramah wrote in his comments, I'm quoting from
the
Ramah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's true.
I thought so.
Meaning the Dragon Moshe usually. In terms of the printing here, but you look at the Dragon Moshe. The Dragon Moshe most of the time cites the source.
Yeah. I mean, you can see here also. You look at the Agua Simonios. It's
I'm sure you can do it.
Do you have any autographs?
No, I mean there are cases.
Yeah, we have to see that. I don't know. I'm not an expert in the Ramah here. Should we close the window? Are you cold? Guys, poor Noah. Why don't we close the window? Why don't we close the window?
I spent. You're literally outside, though. I spent ventilation.
I live in Philly. Somebody open up a window. Can we not? 1776. Somebody open up a window. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know that song? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what you were saying. Philadelphia, so if anyone got 76
Nice. It's just like a random yeshiva kind
of. Out? Only now, only now.
Only now.
Where they don't hire professional contracts.
Look at the Haggadah Simonios. Did the Rama?
It's worth starting a Shulchan Aruch in context, if not Chazar here.
Right.
Just in terms of like.
He's defining.
Yeah, but I think it could be a different definition for
difference. Okay. The Rama gets this from.
But I think the previous Simon deals with Chazar.
Well, Shin Lamed Gimel is about hiring Poalim.
Yeah. He's not hiring Chazar, in which case
there's. I thought he is. No, what's the context? But Shin Lamed Gimel is all dealing with Chazar.
What work you have to do?
I thought if you look before that, Shin Lamed Gimel is all about Chazara and.
Well, Shin Lamed Gimel in general about Torah. It's not. It's part of the.
We'll look back at the context. I thought it's the Dine Chazar also.
I mean, you should have said it then in Shin Lamed Gimel, where there you find that difference in Chazara. Here, when he's defining here, like, I'm not sure he used the same definition.
Let me look back. Let me look back at the.
Later on, I'll make my argument more.
Yeah. Good. Good. Is the Rama faithful to the Haggadah Maimonios, Yoni?
Not clearly.
Not entirely, because the Haggadah Maimonios actually adds on another criterion. So far, we've just seen the Magen Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama. They're saying, oh, it depends. Did you hire him per period or per task? If you look at the Haggadah Maimonios, he adds in something new. So, Donnie, why don't you read Haggadah Maimonios for us? Yesh Omrim.
Yesh Omrim, the Nilame Yesh, Lotin Kavlan, Leos, Yado, Al, Adaktona, Im Yaxerba.
So, by the way, Haggadah Maimonios, by the way, is clear, Yoni.
Yado,
with respect to breach, Im Choserbo, right? So, you see it's about.
No one says otherwise, right?
Right, no, I'm just saying you see that this. Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying you just see that this discussion about whether he's a Kablan or a Poel is about breach. And,
yeah,
and
okay.
Yeah, but the Agos Monios has another criteria, which might be the more.
Okay, Vilesa. But he says that's wrong.
Vilesa, Aladin Poel Yishlo, Kivan Shizharuha, Asarfusafroho, Lizman Kato, Vain Rashai Vitbatel, Kishirza.
Ah, so you're a. He says, no, you're a Poel. Why? Because you're hired for a certain amount of time. And further. What? Ain Rashai Lehispatel. Right? You can't just take a vacation whenever you want. Right? You're literally at your employer's beck and call.
Right, you don't have control over your time.
You don't have control over your time. So it's not the mere fact that you're hired for a certain amount of time that makes you a Poel. It's that conjoined with the fact that Ain Rashai Lehispatel.
Isn't that the only when you have a set time, though?
Yeah.
Suppose I hire you for 4 days.
Yeah.
But, like, you could, you know, within those 4 days, you have wide discretion about when you're actually doing
it. Yeah, no, but that's a nice case of teach my son ratios. Like,
then you're a Kablan.
Yeah, because, so.
But let's say.
You're making a distinction here.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay, go on. Dimi diskir yom shvet. Avalim safru lilmod kol ha-sefer.
Yeah. Kol sefer o chetzio v'lo kav'o v'lozman lilmod v'o v'yakul libatel kishirtze az v'adai chashu kikavon.
So it's not the mere fact that Ramah made it seem, did I hire you to teach the book or did I hire you for an amount of time? When you look at the source, that goes to Ammonio saying it's not about that. It's about whether in hiring you for the task, you have wide discretion in how you go about fulfilling the task. You see that?
Well, that's kind of how you read it. I mean, Kevon, is it Kevon this, and that means Ein Rashai Lehispatel, or those are two different, like, two different terms.
Even if they're two different terms, if they're one term, then you see that Yochel Lehispatel is necessary in interpreting the significance of being hired for a task. And if they're two separate terms, you see it's independently necessary for distinguishing the two.
Unless it just says that it just you can't disconnect. Like, hiring someone for 4 days, like there wasn't this notion of like, but you also get you can choose when to work within those 4 days and do 4 days.
4 days means 4 days. Well, let me give you an example. So, and the reason why this is important is because, look, the halacha here distinguishes between a poel and a kablan and says a poel is like an eved, a kablan isn't. And I want to know, well, what features of a Poel makes him like an Eved? And what features of a Kabbalah make him not like an Eved?
With regard to Chazara.
With regard to Chazara. Thank you, Yoni. have a...
No.
I understand, You have like a, this is your agenda today. Is that? So in the Ramah, it just sounds like, oh, formally speaking, are you hired for duration? Are you hired for a task? And I would say what makes you like an Eved is that an Eved's hired for a duration of time. Right? That's the distinguishing feature of an Eved. And so a Poel is like him if he's also hired formally in the same way. The Hagos Emonio seems to be tapping into a different feature of Avdos, which is the fact that you have no liberty lehisbatel. Right? If you do have liberty lehisbatel, then you're a Kabbalah, you're a non-Eved. Now, I do want to point out that I think this language is actually a little bit ambiguous between... Here I'm going to draw a good old Hofer. So, what do you think the Hagos Maimonios means when he says, Eino Rashai Lehisbatel, or Yachal Lehisbatel? Right? You don't have discretion, right? What does he mean by that? So, look at the following two claims. So... You can talk about a liability, a Hofeldian liability to work all day, versus a Hofeldian duty to work all day. The difference between them, remember, is that a Hofeldian duty means that you actually have an obligation. You have stuff to do all day. You're like a factory worker in China who's waking up early in the morning and doing stuff all day at the factory. What? Right.
Whoa.
This is Eino Rashai Lehisbatel literally means you have work that you're obligated to do for the whole day. Having a Hofeldian liability to work is consistent with you're not having anything to do.
It needs to be finished?
No.
It's like where you just get called up at any random point.
Exactly.
You're not expected to be working every minute.
Exactly. At any moment, your employer can assign you with a duty. Right? Remember, to have a Hofeldian liability is that your employer has a power to create a duty that you have. So, Eino Rashai Lehisbatel, what does that mean? Does that mean that at any moment you're liable to be given a duty to work? Or does it mean that you actually have a duty to work all day? So, for example, you could talk about my housekeeper. She might have a liability to be given something to do at some point during the day, but it's not like there's work for her to do all day. Mm-hmm. Right? So what's the significant part of the Hagos Maimonios when he talks about, you know, Rasha Lehisbatel? So what's your sense? It's good Hofeldian clarity, right? You only are asking about the
Hagos Maimonios. Is that the distinction? I mean, if you...
And notice that Hofel's whole point is that rights language is ambiguous, right? The language here of Eino Rashai Lehisbatel, right, or Yachol Lehisbatel, is ambiguous between those two. Kisha Yirtza.
Even if you see this...
No, let me just point out, number two, I think, is more pashut, right? You might say, oh, if I have a duty, if I have stuff to do all day, I'm like that factory worker in China, then... That's more analogous to Eved, right? Or is the mere liability to be assigned a task, right, being formally under somebody else's authority, is that sufficient to generate the Shem Eved, right?
I think that's the robust distinction. The distinction.
I'm wondering which one of those is he tapping into? Which one of those makes you into an Eved?
Even if you have a liability, you're still in Rasha and Isbata, Kishi Yirza. If someone calls you, if you call your housekeeper and you're like, oh, remember to make dinner tonight, can you make dinner now? He's still...
But Rasha Lehisbatel Kisha Yirtza just means that you might think it just means that they have some vacation time, right, or some discretion as to when they're going to do things. You're saying no. You're saying there are, so long as there are conditions in which.
Because the liability, you're still always susceptible
to someone's command.
Right.
So you're saying the language of Eino Rashai Lehisbatel Kisha Yirtza implies, number one, even. That so long as you have a liability to work, that's... I hear that. You guys...
I think that...
You agree with that?
I think the formulation of below cover those man little bit better implies a lot.
For a kablam. There's no specific time. And...
Right.
You could be in the spot, though.
by Poel, there is a specific time.
Yeah.
It's not that a Kabbalah is...
Which implies not, duties.
Which implies that it's a duty.
Duty all day.
No, so I'm just being specific time instead of having liability to work. My boss can call me in anytime to...
Mom, little
only
little
from the normal work hours from 9 to 5. You can't call him. I have no liability.
I'm saying.
At the hour, at 10 o'clock in the evening.
You think that's what Kabbalah's Mom, little means? It means we were in Kobea that you work during the day and not at night?
Look here at the language of the Sma. The Sma in Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, when he cashes out what a Kabbalah means, and you only hear it is in the context of breach again, what does the Sma say, Yoni? You want to read it for us? Veino Kaved.
Veino Kaved, Melech Rabbi Mutalat Alav Lasso Kakula Yom, Bli Hefsek.
Yeah. So that formulation in the Sma, does that sound like you have a Hofeldian duty to work all day? Or does it mean that you have a Hofeldian liability to be given work?
Duty.
Yes. I think that's right. Right. The Malachas Rabbi Mutelas of Lasak Ba Kol Hayom Bili Hefsik. Right. Literally, you have like duties, uninterrupted duties that have to be performed. Right. So I think the Sma's language implies that it's you're only an Eved if you have a full day's worth of duties. And arguably, that Gos Haimonios' language says, I don't know, even if you have a liability to be assigned a duty at some point during the day, that's going to turn you into an Eved.
Some sort of like combination of the two.
What?
Some sort of like combination of the two.
For who? I'm going to say the different formulations of the Sma and the Hagos Haimonios seem to point to different features of Poel that would turn you into an Eved.
Correct.
Right. So, what is it about a Poel that makes you an Eved? Is the fact that you could have a full day of labor, or is it? And then they're imagining like somebody who has to plow fields from morning until night. Or is it the fact that there's a master-servant relationship such that the servant can be given a duty at any point by the master? And I think that's the different formulations in the Sma and Nakot and Wanios. Let's look at the Chachma Shlomo. What's his formulation here? The next source in 27.
Did it talk something about this distinction when we're talking about the Peros, not the Eved? It be somewhat relevant.
You own his labor?
Well, we talked about like the difference between being hired for time or specific task, and whether that means that the things that you pick up are yours or not.
Yeah.
So many of these like the more nuanced cases we're going into now, like the ability to do the work also at the same time. So,
you're saying it implies that you kind of have some property right in him, in the Poel?
Depending on exactly, if he has free time, maybe.
Yeah, I would say that's slightly more just about whether Gufo Connolly. You might think that having number one a liability to work reflects Gufo Connolly, which is why that would be sufficient to make you like an Eved. Right, so if you have like a full, it's nothing about the amount of work that you have; it's about the legal relationship that would trigger, it's the legal relationship that allows the master to assign you tasks. That's what makes you into an Eved, Gufo Connolly. Whereas the other view, the Sma's view, thinks like, no, it makes you an Eved is the fact that you have this crazy work schedule. I mean, that maybe is the distinction between the two of them. Notice the formulation of the Chachma Shlomo. The only thing that would make you into a Poel is what? A Stam Melamed. What does he say, Yair? So you're a Kablan if I didn't tell you, I hire you for... Yeah, why don't you just read the Chachma Shlomo, Onirali.
Onirali, given the Kablan, Yachol Asrobo, Vinkin Huadim, Scharo Leo, Lomid Betchel, yeah.
So I hire you to work, teach 2 hours a day. It's interesting because that's already time, right? I'm hiring you for 2 hours a day to teach my kids. Okay. Aval. That's interesting because you might have thought that you're hired per duration here. Right? So you're hired for a certain amount of time. You're not hired to teach Bereshis. So you might thought you're a Poel. He says, no. Since you have wide discretion in which 2 hours of the day you pick out, that puts you back into Kablan land because you're freer, you have greater liberties. Vidafka bistam melamed. What conditions would make a melamed into a poel?
Yeah.
Only if you are obligated to teach the entire day, right? Which sounds like number two. It's only if you had a duty to teach, like from morning until night, that's going to make you into an Eved, but not, that's going to make you into a Poel, but not something less than that, right? So I think the formulation of the Chachma Shlomo is in line with the formulation of the Sma. All right, so I think, yeah, Daniel, you'll be the last point.
Well, it's, no, because this is kind of unrelated, but related to this.
Sure.
No one talks about that this could be like the Chazan case, where you're teaching, like, it's teaching.
Oh, it's Bar Mitzvah? Or
yeah.
Is it right? Teaching, learning Torah isn't, what is
it? Right, it's not a Bar Mitzvah. It's not right, you're saying you should have used this as a riot. The Ketos,
yeah,
I think,
that's what we're talking about.
The Ketos talks about it in... He has an argument that maybe Milan made... Depends on what you're teaching. Or it depends whether it's like a Vodas Hashem or yeah. Like not. Yeah.
Oh, so
like if you're teaching Nekudos, Torah Shabbat, and Torah Shabbat. Yeah, you're right. It is relevant to that. I think the Ketos addresses it.
Okay.
Yoni then also will stop.
Is the Chachma Shlomo for sure like more like the liability to work?
Yeah, interesting.
What happens in a case...
He mentioned Mechuyah of Lil Mode Kolayah.
Yeah, no, not, in that case, it's not going to tell you anything. But he says that specifically your problem because he's rare of Yad Milan may leave for Lilith a bit shell to your sake. You have a choice on every time of the day. Let's say he didn't have the choice. Let's say it was specifically...
Right.
Like you had to work these 2 hours from 8 to 10.
I think it'd be...
Or even better yet, let's say, for instance, you had the duty to work. That at some point in the day,
the person
would call you up and tell you, like, hey, you have to work for the next 2 hours, which would be effectively a liability to work.
Right.
So would that be a kavan or a koa?
Yeah, so you're saying take the easy case where you have to work 2 hours a day between 8 and 10.
Yeah.
Are you a kavan or a poa? That's your asking.
So then you're definitely a poa. The question is, if I'm on call... If I'm, you know, I'm going to have to sub one of these periods today, someone's going to call me and tell me when it is, and I have to start right then.
Yeah, so that's a different...
And there's some misery. Kim and Imam Ali
If the Balabais has the power to decide which 2 hours...
Which suggests then that he has liability.
It's interesting.
In which case, he'd be similar to, like, Osimonio, three that you're
saying. Yeah. It's interesting. I need to think about it. Okay, so we'll stop here. You already see that there's some interesting tensions here about how to define Kaplan versus Poel. On Tuesday, we'll wrap up exactly the definitions of Kaplan versus Poel, possibility of distinguishing between different eras in halacha, and then we'll finish up our discussion of Chazara de Poel, mostly, and move into Davar HaAvod. All right? Okay. Shkach, everyone. Great job.